Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft went to the Capitol to defend his use of expanded government powers to wage war on terrorism. He told the House Judiciary Committee that the legislation known as the Patriot Act has been crucial to the government's efforts to prevent terrorist attacks, and he suggested that rather than letting parts of that law expire, Congress ought to expand it. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The last time John Ashcroft appeared before the House Judiciary Committee was in September of 2001 to discuss a law that came to be known as the USA Patriot Act, and today Ashcroft left little doubt about how he views this law.
Our ability to prevent another catastrophic attack on American soil would be more difficult, if not impossible, without the Patriot Act.
But civil liberties groups have declared war on the Patriot Act. Parts of the law will expire in 2 years, and these groups are hoping that aggressive congressional hearings on the law will help them kill it. Chairman James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin said even though he supports the Patriot Act, he also supports rigorous oversight.
However, as I stressed during legislative consideration of the Patriot Act, my support for this legislation is neither perpetual nor unconditional. I believe the Department and Congress must be vigilant toward short-term gains, which ultimately may cause long-term harm to the spirit of liberty and equality, which animate the American character.
Sensenbrenner says he's hoping to hold a series of meetings with the Justice Department to get more detail about how the Patriot Act and other anti-terror measures are being used. That may well be necessary, since today's hearing uncovered little that the Justice Department has not already released. Many Republicans indicated they were eager to give Ashcroft a free hand. Howard Coble of North Carolina quoted approvingly from a speech he heard recently.
And in his speech, he said, "It is miraculous that we have not been attacked subsequent to 9/11. He furthermore said one of the persons to be credited for that is John Ashcroft.
Encouraged by remarks like that, Ashcroft said, in fact, he'd like a little more leeway in some areas.
First, in pursuit of terrorist cells, current law makes it a crime to provide a terrorist organization with personnel or training. We must make it crystal clear that those who train for and fight with a designated terrorist organization can be charged under the material support statutes."
Democrats struggled to get Ashcroft to respond to a recent internal report by the Justice Department. It charged the government held on to many immigrant detainees for months without bond, even though they had no connection to terror. But Ashcroft said he found it ironic that the same Inspector General's office issued a report that criticized him for releasing immigrants too soon. That report said most immigrants who are released on bond never show up for their deportation hearing.
"The average is that 85% of all people who are let out on bond after they've had a deportation order or are in custody based on their illegality and awaiting deportation, if you let them out, they evaporate."
Any hope of give and take with Ashcroft was stymied by a rigid rule of 5 minutes per committee member that tied the hands of Democrats like Maxine Waters when she tried to question Ashcroft's policy on detainees and ran into Chairman Sensenbrenner's gavel.
Mr. Attorney General, how many of the 515
individuals? The gentlewoman's time has expired.
We're linked to
the Attorney General will answer the question, and the chair will then recognize the gentleman from Florida who is next in line.
Civil liberties groups say that's how they feel every time they ask a question about the Patriot Act, and it looks like it may stay that way as long as John Ashcroft is at the helm. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.